It was a very hit and miss season for them, sort of back in League One. I think looking at it, when you go up from League Two, and you're going into League One, you just want to consolidate, don't you? You just don't want to go straight back down. You don't want that yo-yo. So I think while you know it was disappointing to finish 20th, they stayed off relegation, and that's not to be sort of smiled at. So fair play to them. They got out of it. Just about. It looked pretty dangerous as we were going into sort of February, March, but they got there. They sort of picked up just about enough, as we say, and on the penultimate weekend, I think it was, they managed to scrape out of it. So, and it's now a case of, okay, we managed to survive in the first season. Now we need to kick on, really. We can't have another 20th place finish because there's no sort of progress there. We need to move on. And he strengthened in the summer, there's no doubt about that.
What about the players that have come in? Who would you say were like the one, maybe two, ones that you're really looking to be stars of the Shrewsbury Town side?
Well, there's as of yesterday, I'm sure you saw they brought in a young forward from Newcastle yesterday, Ivan Toney. Got a bit of pedigree, had a couple of loan spells at Barnsley, I'm sure you're aware. Former Northampton man, and he's just 20. Raw, pacey, strong. They're so excited about him, they really are. And I spoke to the player himself yesterday. He's got so much confidence. It's a real breath of fresh air. In terms of tonight, the club didn't know until today whether he can feature. So I'm still a bit in the dark about that. Be interesting to find out whether he's available to play tonight. Hopefully he is, because everyone wants to see what he's about. Toney aside, I've really liked the look of Jim O'Brien. He is also former Barnsley, isn't he? He spent some time at Coventry as well. Wide player, a cultured player, got a lot about him. Technical, that sort of stuff. I think he's going to do quite well for them this season. They've brought in Adam El Abd, obviously a veteran Football League defender. Everyone knows about him. More than 10 years at Brighton, was it? And he was handed the armband on Saturday. Sort of Mickey Mellon revealed his captain, and El Abd gave an absolutely world-class performance. It was tremendous, and he was so unlucky to be on the losing side. He was the best player on the pitch, El Abd. So he really is going to be a key part of what Shrewsbury do this season.
Yeah, you mentioned about El Abd. I actually have just seen on the Shrewsbury Town website the fact that he was made captain, and a great player for me. At his time at Brighton, superb player there. What about Saturday then? MK Dons. It was a home game. MK Dons, of course, coming down from the Championship last season. Around 5,000 there. How did you see that game?
I'll tell you what, Andy. They were dreadfully unlucky to lose the game. They deserved a point at least. And probably had the better chances and more of the play. So you know, it wasn't perhaps as it looked on paper that they were beaten fairly, because it was an unfair result on them going by the performance. It really was, and that's optimistic. You know, that really is, that they were able to match. It was perhaps a good time to play MK Dons. You know, Dons had a few injuries. They haven't really finished in the market yet. But even so, this is an MK Dons side that are going to be up there at the end of the season, aren't they? They're a lot of people's favourites, certainly playoffs. And Shrewsbury matched them. You know, they certainly matched them. It was an error from Abu Agogo, Shrewsbury Player of the Year. He'd just come on as a sub, and he tried to dribble out of the box and cost them the loser some sort of 15 minutes from time. But Shrewsbury could have had goals of their own. Perhaps a little blunt up front at the moment. They only really had two senior strikers before bringing in Toney yesterday for a third. But yeah, they matched them on the park and were really unfortunate not to get points.
What have you made of tonight's opposition then, Huddersfield Town? It's been a busy old summer at the John Smith Stadium. 10-plus players coming in, several of them debuted on Saturday. It's all being dubbed as the Wagner Revolution. They beat Brentford. There's a real feel-good factor. What have you made of it, Lewis?
It seems that way, doesn't it? I mean, I haven't seen too much, but I caught the highlights from your win. And I was impressed by the little bits I've seen. As you say, so many newcomers, 10, like Shrewsbury. But to gel like that in the first league game and beat an established that played well in recent years, that's no mean feat, is it? They must have really performed well. And not just new players that know the league, I guess. You know, foreign loanees, foreign players that don't necessarily know English football, and they've managed to come in and win their first match like that. that's not to be sniffed at either, I don't think.
Do you think Mickey Mellon's going to try and close up and maybe sneak out on the counter-attack, or do you think he's going to look to attack Huddersfield tonight?
It's going to be interesting. He never... they will rotate. It's impossible. I think they have four games in 10 days. It's impossible to play the same 11 for all of those, isn't it? But he doesn't want to make the squad weaker or use young kids. He wants to pick a best 11 to beat Huddersfield because, to be fair, Shrewsbury have cut pedigree. I think in the last two seasons they've played Manchester United and Chelsea at the Green Ash Meadow. United in the FA Cup last year, it was the first time they ever met. It was televised, the place was packed out, they've added extra stands to get more fans in. So last couple of years they've really had cup pedigree, Shrewsbury. They've been a side, and on both occasions against United and Chelsea, they were unlucky really. So there's a feel when a cup comes around that Shrewsbury can progress and get a big boy, you know, a big side. So I think Huddersfield, while they're obviously favourites and you'd fancy it Huddersfield on paper, Shrewsbury have got a bit of cup pedigree and they know how to perform against the side in a higher league than them. And I think it would just be interesting that both sides have had so many changes, as we say. It's a new dawn for both clubs, and both clubs had, I suppose, similar campaigns last year. And Huddersfield are looking to kick on, I presume, just as Shrewsbury are. And Huddersfield made the best possible start, I suppose, on Saturday, didn't they?
Certainly did. Yeah, David Wagner's managed to really bed a lot of, as you say, a lot of players in to look like a really good unit. Watch out for us swarming forward tonight, Lewis. That's what I'll say. We'll come forward in numbers.
Oh, well, the new Shrewsbury centre-half, I suppose, El Abdesside, they don't really like dealing with high balls into the box. So if you want to have a word with your gaffer and pump some high balls in the box, that might be the way. But they're not the best with corners so far. I think inside 20 minutes against MK Dons, they lost sort of three or four headers. So that's a little bit concerning. But listen, Mellon knows that. We spoke about that, and I'm sure he's been drilling that into him. So we'll see. It's going to be an interesting one. I'm looking forward to seeing Huddersfield attack. I know there's some quality there. I know a few of their players well. I know Joe Lolly from covering Kidderminster. I know Van La Parra from being local to Wolverhampton. So... And obviously Naki Wells. So, you know, there's a lot to be excited about at your end.